Kevin McCarthy after desperate Biden midterm speech, "It's all about you." By Paul Bois on November 2, 2022. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy hit back against President Joe Biden after he gave a desperate speech pleading for Americans to vote Democrat in the upcoming midterms to protect democracy against MAGA extremism. "We the people must decide whether the rule of law will prevail or whether we will allow the dark forces and thirst for power put ahead of the principles that have long guided us," the president said during his speech delivered inside Union Station. The president went on to tell Americans to ignore the many issues facing them, from gas prices to inflation to job growth, and vote for Democrats simply because Republicans stand against democracy, a word he repeated ad nauseum throughout his lengthy speech. "This is no ordinary year," he warned. "In a typical year, we are not often faced with the question of whether the vote we cast will preserve democracy or put it at risk. But we are this year." In a tweet shortly after the speech, Kevin McCarthy said the upcoming midterms will be all about the president and his many failures, not Republican extremists. "It's all about you," exclaimed McCarthy. "You refuse to address Americans' top concerns. Why? Because your policies and inept administration have failed our nation. In 6 days, Republicans will win convincingly and help put America back on track." President Biden's speech marks the second time in 2 months he attempted to blame all of the country's problems on Republican extremists following his Soul of the Nation speech in early September, wherein he routinely portrayed MAGA Republicans as violent right-wingers who disrespect the Constitution and seek to strip Americans of their most basic rights. "MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," he said. "They do not believe in the rule of law, they do not believe in the rule of law, they do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards," he added. "Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence." A Harvard Caps Harris poll confirmed shortly after the speech that a full 60% of Americans found the speech divisive and unhelpful, with the other 40% believing that the president's speech united the nation and moved it forward. Considering that the previous speech did little to advance the president's agenda, it is puzzling that he chose to dip into it a second time so close to the election.